Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM campus and community radio based out of Simon Fraser University. My name is Siobhan, and you are listening to my special Pride Open Mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we are highlighting queer artists and talking about bell hooks, the American academic, writer, professor, and theorist whose work dissects race, class, politics, gender, and love. This is a passage I'd like to just share with you from her book, All About Love, New Visions, from 1999. So please enjoy. Love heals. When we are wounded in the place where we know love, it is difficult to imagine that love really has the power to change everything. No matter what has happened in our past, when we open our hearts to love, we can live as if born again, not forgetting the past, but seeing it in a new way, letting it live inside us in a new way. We go forward with the fresh insight that the past can no longer hurt us. Or if our past was one in which we were loved, we know that no matter the occasional presence of suffering in our lives, we will return always to remembered calm and bliss. Mindful remembering lets us put the broken bits and pieces of our hearts together again. This is the way healing begins. Now, this was just a passage that really stood out to me when I was reading the book, because oftentimes a lot of people, they seem to get hurt once or twice, and then they kind of adopt an all-or-nothing mentality about certain people or about certain situations that really closes them off to understanding and empathy, and they take everything very personally, which it's fair when bad things happen. It's fair to kind of close up and shell down for a while, I guess. But I don't know. This passage is just, it was a good reminder that, like, no matter what has happened, you can always choose a way forward that is good for you and that is good for the other people around you, and that bad things don't stay bad forever as well. But yeah, I'd really urge you to read this book if anything you've heard so far has resonated or piqued your interest a little bit. That's her book, All About Love. And it's just the things she writes about, the way she inspires readers to reflect and think on their own lives and how their actions and the small things you do every day, how that adds up and how that creates a community around you and creates your life. Just important to think about during Pride Month as well, how we can all just be more understanding to each other, more open to each other, and if by leading with love, a lot of issues would probably not exist. So not to get all preachy, but that's just what I've been thinking about recently as well. Before that little passage there, you heard a couple songs by some amazing queer artists that I love. So you would have just heard Touching Yourself by The Japanese House, which is the artist name of the American kind of indie pop artist Amber Bain. Before that was She Plays Bass by Biba Doobie, a British icon who just released her album This Is How Tomorrow Moves last year as well. And before that was Sophia by Claro. Next up, we do have a bit of a new song highlight, I guess. So this song is by an artist I discovered a couple years ago, I believe it was just through social media, but her name is Nep, and she is a sound engineering student down in the States, but she's been slowly just releasing song after song over the last couple years, and she's built up a good roster of kind of twee pop, indie pop tunes as well, and this is her new song. It just came out today, so you're hearing it very fresh. This is her new song, and it is called Girls on TV. Please enjoy, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Job of communication, but you belong on the TV screens. Next to Doris Day, next to LAPD. So tight, tight. I was watching you through your window last night. Short skirt, high socks, light breeze. Poor, poor job of communication. But you belong on the TV. Watching you through your window last night. Short skirt, high socks, light breeze. Since I'm upset and it caught me fast. With the boy on your neck and a corner on my chest. You belong.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. My name is Siobhan, and you're tuning in to my Pride Open Mic. So today, we've just been highlighting some great queer, mostly pop artists, as well as the work of bell hooks, the American theorist, writer, professor, all these different things, whose work really focused on love, community, gender, and class, and how those things all come together. So be sure to check out her work as well. I think I'm going to sign off for today now, but be sure to tune in next Friday at 12 o'clock for some more Pride programming here. And also stay tuned because at 1 o'clock, our wonderful music coordinator, Connor, will be hopping on air as well. So you got to see what he's got planned for today also. In other news, this last song. So I'm going to sign off now, but this last song, it just came out today. And it's so great, and it is by the British Baroque pop band The Last Dinner Party, who have just announced their new album, The Pyre, which is set to come out later this year. If you missed them last year somehow, if you missed Nothing Matters, that song's great as well. Their album Prelude to Ecstasy came out last year. It got a lot of critical acclaim, I believe. They've really done well for themselves, and they just started as a small local band in London playing bars. Within a year, they pretty much took off, and now they're doing super well. So please enjoy. This is their new song, the first single off their new album, and it is called This Is the Killer Speaking. And that's all for today. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday, and see you next week.
Beyond a fry up and my spit upon your ship. And if I'd asked for how you'd answered, I'd have gone and seen my father down at Brompton Cemetery. I hope your back is healing from that good old flaying, and your could still stay with me. Were it with my pride been through the lapel,
good morning. phone.